Blog Talk Radio.
ሰለሞን ማለ እርሱ በፊት በእውነትና
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Salamta, Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Mizmor Chet, Mizmor Chet. Psalm 8, hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, Midrash, study. Today's daily psalm, according to the order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and he asked the order of Malachias, Erech, a Midrash on Mizmor Chet, Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8. La Menatzeach, Al Hagitit, Mizmor Ledawi. For him who triumphs, La Menatzeach, for the overcomer, La Menatzeach, for him who triumphs, Al Hagitit, at treading the winepress, Gitit, Al Hagitit, La Menatzeach, Al Hagitit. Psalm 8, Hebraically here, the first verse, the phrase, treading the wine press, Al Hagitit, is to be read in the light and the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere in Joel 4 and 13. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, tread y'all, for the wine press is full, the vats overflow. To whom will Elohim say, put ye in the sickle, put y'all in the sickle, tread y'all, for the wine press is full. Rav Finchas, Phineas taught in the name of Rav Hilkiah, Elohim will say this to the angels. But the Rebbeinat, the rabbis, the Memheran, they maintain that a Gziavir, Elohim will say it to the children, the Bnei Yisrael. Songs are not sung at the season of harvest, nor at the season of grape gathering, nor at the season of olive picking, but only at the season of treading the wine press. As it is said, La Menatzeach Al Hagitit Mizmor Lidawi. For him who triumphs, for him who overcomes, at treading the wine press, Hagitit, Gitit, Mizmor Lidawi, a psalm, a chant of David. By, quote, harvest, end quote, is meant the fall of Babylon. By, quote, harvest, end quote, is meant the fall of Babylon, as is said in Jeremiah, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 51:33. The daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor at the time when it is trodden. The time of harvest shall come for her by, quote, grape gathering, end quote, is meant the fall of Greece, the fall of the Gracchi, as is said in Zechariah 9:13. For I have bent Judah for me. For I have bent Judah for I have filled the bow with Ephraim. Against thy sons, O Greece, O Gracchi, by, quote, olive picking, end quote, is meant the fall of Media, as is said in Esther Chadasha, in Esther Astir, in Esther 7 and 10, so they hanged Haman on the tree by, quote, treading the wine press, end quote, is meant the fall of Edom, the fall of Edom, as is said in Isaiah, in Isaiah 63 and 3, I have trodden the winepress alone. I have trodden the winepress, the vinepress, all one, alone. In Scripture, you find redemption described by four metaphors. In the Scriptures, you'll find that redemption is described by four metaphors. As a grape gathering, as a harvest, as a pregnant woman, as a woman with child, and as spices. If any of these be taken prematurely, the owners will get no profit from them. Hence, it is written of a harvest in Joel, in Joel 4:13, put y'all in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. It is written of great gathering in Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 49:9-10, when great gatherers come to thee, O Esau, O Esau. Of a pregnant woman, a woman with child, in Micah 5:2, it is written, therefore will he give them up until the time that she who travaileth hath brought forth, then the remnant shall return. And of spices, in Song of Songs, Shir HaShiri, in Song of Songs of Shlomo of Solomon, Song of Songs 8:14, it is written, make haste, my beloved, for thou like a gazelle, or to a young hart upon the mountain of spices. Come, tread y'all, for the wine press is full. In Joel 4:13, in Joel 4:13, it is written, come, tread ye, for the wine press is full. All the prophets, Nabiyayim, all the prophets saw the wine press. All the prophets saw the wine press as the symbol of redemption. So the prophet Joel saw it, for he said, put y'all in the sickle. Put ye in the sickle. The wine press is full. So Isaiah saw it, for he said in Isaiah 27:2, in that day, a vineyard of wine. Sing y'all to it. So Asaph saw it, for he said, in Psalm 81 and 1. For him who triumphs, Laminat Eyach, Al Hagitit, at treading the wine press, the Gitit, a psalm of Asaph. And so David saw it, for he said, Laminat Eyach, Al Hagitit, Mizmor le David. For him who triumphs at treading the wine press, the Gitit, a psalm, a chant of David, of David. La menatseyach al hagitit mizmor le David. Yahuwah Adonenu, madir shemka v'kol haaretz. Asher tina hodika al hashemayim, O Jehovah, I and I, Adonai, how excellent is thy name, Yahweh Adonenu, madir shemka in all the earth, v'kol haaretz, yet surely above the heavens set thy glory, Asher.
Selamta, Beit Eseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Sing the dark sayings of old. Doth not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hand? Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah, or man you will surely fail. Sorrowful, your folly is your reward. Better a dinner of herb where love is than feasting where there is wrath. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Upright, for this is the time that will tell, when the righteous ones shall stand up strong. Oh, why did the heathen rage? All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh, yeah, now. Sing the dark sayings of old. Doth not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hands? Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the words of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh!
the promised land. Going to the promised land. Yes, the promised land. Oh gosh, now to the promised land. Yeah. Make a step down to Asmara, then we stop in Addis Ababa. Made our way to Shashamani land, riding on the king's highway to the promised land. Going to the promised land. Oh gosh. The promised land, oh, to the promised land. Well, there's plenty of land for you and I, by and by. Lots of food to share for everyone. The life of segregation in the promised land. Oh gosh, take me to the promised land. Get the promised land, boy. Get the promised land. Oh, yeah. Said we're riding on the king's highway from Cairo to Kenya. Made a stop in Asmara, then we made another one in Addis Ababa. The promised land. Oh God, get the promised land. Yeah, I'm the promised land. Oh, oh, oh. And I said to myself, give a dance for the prophet God. For he gave me the teaching so I could see the reality of my true being. There's a lot of work to be done. Oh God, in the promised land. Yeah, talking about the promised land. Listen to the promised land. The promised land. Moving to the promised land. Oh, oh. The promised land. Whoa. The promised land, oh, 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 yeah, oh. Brother man, what are you doing for the promised land? Gotta take your stand and a little brightness. No, you can't run. Got a job to be done, so you gotta do it even a little by little. Get the promised land. Hope it's the promised land. Get the promised land. Hope it's the promised land. Prophets of the old said the west got to bury. Aspiration from before you. No way. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, I gotta go, gotta go to the promised land. Oh gosh, in the promised land.
Shabu Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this for this force, for this force, for this force. Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong of Christos, of Christ, of Ha Moshiach, Moshiach. So here, so here, so here, here, here. So here, so here, so here, 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 here. So here, so here, so here we have, we come to the Shalishi, the Shalishi, the third Aliyah for this Shabbat Emor, the third Hebrew Anafara offering up. Here the sacrifices must be physically, physically perfect. Type of the moral perfections of Christos, of Christ, of HaMoshiach, the Messiah. Refer to the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 14. So here for the Shalishi Aliyah, the third Aliyah for this Shabbat Emor, Why Daberi Yahuwah, Illa Moshe Leimor, 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 Leimor. Here picking up with the third book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 22, verse 17. And the Yahweh, he who be, we be, spake to Moshe, Leimor, saying, Speak to Aharon, to Aaron, and to his sons, Banayu, and to all the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, Yisrael, and say to them, Whatsoever he be of the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, or of the strangers in Yisrael, that will offer his oblation for all his vows and for all his free will offerings, which they will offer to the Yahweh for a burnt offering. Ye shall offer at your own will a male without blemish of the bees, of the oxen, cows, of the sheep, or of the goats. But whatsoever hath a blemish, that shall ye y'all not offer, for it shall not be acceptable for you. And whosoever offereth a sacrifice of shalamim, dechinet mesuait, peace offerings to Egeziah, the Herod, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed Ab, Father, Yodhei, Wehei, Yahweh, to accomplish his vow, or a free will offering in beeves or sheep, it shall be perfect to be accepted. There shall be no blemish therein. Blind or broken or maimed or having a wen or scurvy or scabbed, ye, y'all, shall not offer these to Egeziah, the Herod, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father, Yahuwah, Jehovah, nor make an offering by fire of them upon the Mizbeach, the altar to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Either a bullock or a lamb that hath anything superfluous, extra, or lacking in his parts, that mayest thou offer for a free will offering. But for a vow, it shall not be accepted. Ye all shall not offer to Yahuwah Jehovah that which is bruised or crushed or broken or cut. Neither shall ye all make any offering thereof in your land. Neither from a stranger's hand shall ye all offer the bread of your Elohim, true good, true God, of any of these, because their corruption is in them, and blemishes be in them. They shall not be accepted for you. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, When a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days under the dam, under the mother. And from the eighth day and thenceforth, it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire, fire to Jehovah. And whether it be cow or ewe, ye y'all shall not kill it and her young both in one day. And when ye y'all offer a sacrifice of Todah, Miskana, thanksgiving, to Egaziavi, her sustainer, Yahuwah, Jehovah, offer it at your own will. On the same day it shall be eaten up. Ye y'all shall leave none of it until the morrow. Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who he be, Jehovah. Therefore shall ye y'all keep my commandments and do them. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah. Neither shall ye y'all profane my holy name, my set-apart name, the Hashem. But I will be hallowed, I will be set apart among the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, Yisraelijoch. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah, he who be who he be, which or who hallow you. Ani Yahuwah, mi akadishikem, that brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, to be your Elohim. Ani Yahuwah, I be Jehovah. And here we come to the Rabbi, Aliyah, the fourth Aliyah, the Rabbi Aliyah, the Hebrew Anaphora, offering up here at chapter 23 of the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Leviticus. And here we have the feast of Jehovah, Yahuwah, the Sabbath and the feast here at chapter 23 of Leviticus for the Rabbi, the fourth Aliyah. Vaydaberi Yahuwah illa Moshe leimor. And the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be his name, spake to Moshe, Moses, Leimor, saying, speak to the B'nai Yisrael, speak to the children, the sons of Yisrael, and say to them concerning the feast, concerning the Mo'edei Yahweh, concerning the feast of Jehovah, the feast of the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, which ye, y'all, shall proclaim to be holy convocations, Ayla, Ayavocations, Mikrae Kodesh, Ayla set apart, outcalled assemblies, even, these are my feast, Eileheim Mo'edai, these are my Mo'edai, my appointed times, my appointed seasons, my appointments. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation and Ayla Ivocation, a Mikra Kodesh. Ye y'all shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, in all your dwellings. The feast, the Mo'edei Yahweh, the feast, the Mo'edei Yahuwah, the feast of Jehovah, first. The Passover, Pesach, Fasika, Christos, Christ, our Redeemer, HaMoshiach, the Messiah, our Redeemer. Reference 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Here at verse 4, these are Eile Mo'edei Yahweh Nikrae Kodesh. These are the feast of Yahweh, even holy convocations, Eile Ivocation, called out, set apart, called out assemblies, which ye, y'all, shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month, first moon at eve and evening, is the Yahweh's Passover. The feast of Jehovah, the Mo'edei Yahweh. Second item, unleavened bread. Second item here, unleavened bread, memorial feast. refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 to 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, Galatians chapter 5, verses 7 to verse 9. Here at verse 6, Leviticus 23 and 6. And the 15th day of the same moon, the same month, is the feast of unleavened bread to La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. 7 days ye all must eat unleavened bread. In the first day ye all shall have an holy convocation, a mikra kodesh, a set-apart, called-out assembly. Ye all shall do no servile work therein, but ye all shall offer an offering, made by fire to Jehovah. Ishei la Yahuwah, the Ishei la Yahuwah, an offering made by fire to Jehovah 7 days. In the seventh day is a holy convocation, Mikra Kodesh, a set apart, called out assembly. Ye all shall do no servile work. And here, the day Yahweh, the feast of Yahweh, he who be who he be, the feast of Jehovah, third item, first fruits, Bikurim, Christos, Moshiach, risen, referred to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23. And Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, speak to the B'nai Israel and say to them, when ye all be come into the land which I give to you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye all shall bring a sheaf, an omer of the first fruits, the Bikurim of your harvest, to HaKohanim, to the priests. And he shall wave the Omer, the sheaf, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, to be accepted for you on the morrow after HaShabbat, after the Sabbath. HaKohen, the priest, shall wave it. And ye all shall offer that day, when ye wave the Omer, the sheaf, and he lamb without blemish of the first year, for a burnt offering, an Ola, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And the meal offering thereof shall be 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire to Jehovah, Ishei la Yahuwah, for a sweet savor, and the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of an hin. And ye all shall eat neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame day that ye all have brought an offering to your Elohim, true God. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. The feast of Jehovah, Mo'edai Yahweh, fourth, the wave loaves. The church called out assembly, the Kahal, at Pentecost, Shavuot, 50 days after the resurrection of Christos, the resurrection of HaMoshiach. Refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16 and 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12, verse 13, and verse 20. Here, Leviticus chapter 23 at verse 15. And ye all shall count to you from the morrow after HaShabbat, the Sabbath, from the day that ye all brought the sheaf, the Omer, of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete, even to the morrow after the seventh Sabbath, the seventh Shabbat, shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new minka, meal offering, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Ye all shall bring out of your habitations too, wave loaves of 2 pence bills. They shall be a fine flour. They shall be bacon with leaven. They are the first fruits to Yahuwah, first fruits to Jehovah. And ye, y'all, shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock, and 2 rams. They shall be for an olah, a burnt offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, with their mincha, meal offering, and their nesek, drink offerings, even an offering made by fire of sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Then ye, y'all, shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats for a chatat, a sin, an akri, a lack offering, and 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of shalamim, peace offering, yeah, dechinet ameswa'it. And Hakohen, the priest, shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. With the 2 lambs, they shall be wholly set apart, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, for HaKohen, for the priest. And ye, y'all, shall proclaim on the self-same day that it may be an holy convocation, a called out, a separated, called out assembly,
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 assembly to you. Ye all shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleanings of thy harvest. Thou shall leave them to the poor and to the stranger. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem. I be he who be who he be, your Elohim, your true good, your true, 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 true. Shem Ha'av V'Habein Ruach HaKadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be, glory be. We're gonna ride up here for this portion. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Thank you.
I'm a liver. children sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. And I'm always Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
So we have today's daily psalm. Yes, I, corporate apologies. I and I bad on the earlier part. There was a little bit of technical on the live stream, but now hopefully up and running. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 8. But of course, like to write off the evening chant appointed for the fourth day. That's called Wednesday. Here we have Psalm 94.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Today, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 8.
Mizmor het. Lamnatseya al hagittit mizmor le David.
O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, 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 in all the earth. Psalm 8. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemy, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, and the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of, and the son of man that thou visitest? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth.
Mizmor het, lamnatseyah al hagittit, mizmor le David. Adonai Adonenu, ma adir shimcha bechol haaretz, asher tena hodecha al hashamayim. Mipi olelim v'yonekim yisat oz lema'am tzorerecha, lehashbit oyev v'mitnakem. כי יראה שמך מעשה אצבעותיך, ירח וכוכבים אשר כוננת. מה אנוש כי תזכרנו, ובן אדם כי תפקדנו. ותחסרהו מעט מאלוהים, וכבוד והדר תעטרהו. תמשילהו במעשה ידיך, כל שטה תחת רגלי. צונה באלפים כולם, וגם בהמות שדי. ציפור שמיים ודגי הים, עובר אורחות ימים. אדוני אדוננו, מה אדיר שמך בכל הארץ.
مزمور سمن لمزمران عليك آه بواشنط يداوت مزمور عبيتو جيتاچن سمه بمدر هلو جيك تمسكتن مسگانا بسمعوش لاي كف كف بلوانيك كهز آناتنا كميت ابو لجو چاف مسگانا نازدگاجه سلطنا تلاتننا كمن يان لمات يت آفو جهن سرا سمعوشن با يهو جيزي چرك آننا كواكبتن انتي سر رحات جون حسوزن سو من دنو تبو بنيو زندي سوليج من دنو كمالا اكتو جكتكي تحسان نسو بكبر النابا مسيقانا زود كاللسو بجوچهم سرا هلو لاي شومكو هلو الكاقرو تشوبتاك اسجزة هلو بجوچنم لاموچنم هلو دغمو ميمدر بداون انساسوچ يساماينم وفوچ
የባህርም አሶች በባህር መንገድ የሚሄደውንም ሁሉ አቤቱ ጌታችን ስምህ በመድር ሁሉ እጅግ ተመሰገነ።
Thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of it, and the son of man that thou visitest? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth.
מזמור חט לנצח על הגיטית, מזמור לדוד. אדוני אדוננו, מה אדיר שמך בכל הארץ, אשר תנה הודך על השמיים. מפי עוללים ויונקים יסת עוז למען צורריך, להשבית אויב ומתנקם. כי אראה שמך מעשה אצבעותיך, ירח וכוכבים אשר כוננת. מה אנוש כי תזכרנו, ובן אדם כי תפקדנו. ותחסרהו מעט מאלוהים, וכבוד והדר תעטרהו. תמשילהו במעשה ידיך, כל שעת תחת רגליו. צונה ואלפים כולם, וגם בהמות שדי. ציפור שמיים ודגי הים עובר אורחות ימים. אדוני אדוננו, מה אדיר שמך בכל הארץ.
ויצר יהוה אלוהים מן האדם כל חיית השדה ואת כל עוף השמיים, ויבא אל האדם לראות מה יקרא לו. וכל אשר יקרא לו האדם, נפש חיה הוא.
שמו.
It means that whatever name Elohim had ordained for every living creature, that was the name that the first man, Ha-Adam, gave it, and thereby named every living creature. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, asked the man, quote, "And thou, and I, what is Shemecha? What is thy name? What is Shemecha?" The man answered, "It is fitting that I be called Adam, since I was fashioned out of the earth, Adama." And Elohim asked, "And I, what is Shemi? What is my name? What is thy name?" Adam answered. It is fitting that thou be called Adonai, since thou art Adonai, Adonai of all, since thou art Lord, Master, Sovereign of all. Therefore it is said in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 42 and 8, Ani Yahuahu Shemo, I be he who be who he be, Yahuah. Ani Yahuahu Shemo, or some say, Ani Adonai Hu Shemo, I am the Lord, the Sovereign, he who be who he be. That is Shemi, my name, Adoni Yahuahu Shemi, Ani Adonai Hu Shemi, I be he who be who he be. That is Shemi Hu Shemi. By that Elohim, the true good, the true God meant, that is Shemi, my name. By that Adam called me, called I. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, said to the angels, HaMelaki, said to the angels, behold, how great is man's chokmah, how great is man's wisdom, how great is man's wise mind. And yet you say, ma enosh ki tizikrenu. And yet you say, what is enosh, that thou, the I, art mindful of him? Similarly, the angels, began remonstrating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the giving of HaTorah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to set forth HaTorah on Sinai for Yisrael, they said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Yahuwah Hadonen, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Yet surely above the heavens set thy glory. By this they meant Ribon, Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master. It would be more fitting for thee, the I, to set forth HaTorah Bashamayim in the heavens. Why? Because we are holy and pure, and it too is holy, pure and holy. We are eternally alive. And Torateka, the I Torah, is the Eitz HaChayim, the tree of life. It would be better if HaTorah were with us, with I and I. Elohim replied, HaTorah cannot find fulfillment among heavenly beings. For it is said of HaTorah in Iyov, in Job 28:13, neither is it found in the land of the living. Is there land in Shemayim, in heaven? Where can Torah find fulfillment among earthly beings? As it is said in Isaiah, Isaiah 45 and 12, I have made the land and created man upon it. My hands have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. In the name of Rav Yehuda, Judah, Rav Nehemiah told the parable of a man whose son had a finger missing. The father sent his son away to have him taught the weaving of silk garments and whatever appertains to this craft, a craft requiring the use of all the fingers. After a time, the father came to the master weaver and asked, why hast thou not taught Bini, my son, the craft? The master weaver replied, this is a craft that requires the use of all the fingers. But, Baneka, the I son has a finger missing, yet thou desirest that he should learn weaving? So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the angels, HaTorah the Torah cannot be taught to you, for there is no procreation among you, no uncleanness, no death, no disease. All of you are holy, kedoshim. Yet in HaTorah, such things are said as Numbers 19 and 14 says, when a man dieth in a tent, and in Leviticus 14 and 2, this shall be the law of HaMitzorah, of the leper, and in Leviticus 12 and 2, if a woman be delivered, and in Leviticus 15, 25, if a woman has an issue, and in Leviticus 11 and 9, these may ye all eat. And in Leviticus 11 and 4, these shall y'all not eat. Hence, it is said of HaTorah in Iyob, in Job 28 and 13, neither is it found in the land of the living. As soon as he finished saying all these things to the angels, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, performed His deed of love and gave HaTorah, the Torah, to Moshe. But when Moses was gone up the mountain and did not wrought that thing of theirs, so that the tablets of testimony were smashed, when the ministering angels rejoiced and said, now HaTorah will be restored to us. And when Moshe went up, aliyed up a second time to receive HaTorah, the ministering angels asked, Ribon Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, only yesterday did not the people of Yisrael, Amo Yisrael, sin up against HaTorah, in that thou hast written in Exodus 20 and 3, thou shalt have no other Elohim before me, before I. Thereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, as accusers, you have always stood between me, between I and Yisrael, and yet when you went down to Abraham, did you not eat meat and milk together, as it is said even in Bereshit 18:7-8? And Abraham took curd and milk and the calf that he had dressed and set it before them, and they did eat. But even a child in Yisrael, after coming home from his teacher's, the Moreh's Beit, his teacher's house, will say, if his mother sets out bread, meat, and cheese for him to eat, this day my teacher taught me, according to Exodus 34 and 26, thou shalt not seize a kid in its mother's milk. The angels found no answer for Elohim. And in that instant, when the angels had no answer and no rejoinder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moses, according to Exodus 34:27, write thou these words. Again, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired his presence, his face, his perception to dwell in the tabernacle, in the Mishkan, the angels said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shel Olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Yehuda, Judah, in the name of Rav Aibu and Rav Yehuda Bar Simon, both deduced this remonstrance of the angels from the one verse in Psalm 68:13. Kings of heavenly hosts cast Yidodun, they cast, taking it to mean figuratively that the angels cast stones in remonstrance, Yidodun, having the same sense as Yadu in the verse in Joel 4 and 3, against me, my people, Yadu, they cast lots. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then said to the angels, by your lives, I will do as you say. And Habakkuk 3 and 3, his glory covered the heavens only. But Dawid, David said to the ministering angels, by your lives, the glory shall be with me. By your lives, the glory shall be with I. For the verse concludes, the earth shall be full of Tehillato, his praise, his eyes. The angels reply, only his praise, not his glory, will be on earth. David said, nevertheless, his glory will be on earth. As you can see from the psalm, the Mizmor, that begins with, praise ye, Yah, hallelujah, from the heavens in Psalm 148 and 1, and goes on in the 13th verse, his glory shall be upon earth and heaven. Thus, the glory will be first upon earth, and then will be Bashamayim in the heavens. Hence, here. Hence, it is said, Yahuwah Adonenu, Mahadir Shimika, Bekol Haaret, Asher Tenaho Deka, Al Hashamayim. Oh, Jehovah Ayinai Adonia, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, where thou hast set thy glory that was in heaven. Mipia olalima where yonikima ye sadetaos, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou the eye male ordained strength. Mipia olalima where yonikim ye sadetaos. Consider this verse in the light, the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Proverbs 6 and 1. Bini, my son, if thou art become surety for thy friend. These words are addressed to young disciples, young Talmudim, to each of whom at the time that he is ordained as a scholar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, says, quote, before thou wast ordained, thou wast not answerable for the entire community. But now that thou art ordained, thou art become a surety for the community. As it is said in Proverbs 6 and 1, Bini, my son, if thou art become surety for thy friend. Who is spoken of as thy friend? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of whom it is said in Song of Songs 5:16, this is my beloved, and this is my friend, and of whom it is also said in Proverbs 27 and 10, thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not. And what art thou to do as surety of what is clean? Thou art not to say it is unclean, and of what is unclean, that it is clean. Of what is permitted, thou art not to say it is forbidden, and of what is forbidden, verboten, that it is permitted. Otherwise, thou wilt be sneered into guilt by the words of thy mouth. As is said in Proverbs 6 and 2, thou art snared by the words of thy mouth. What more art thou to do as surety? Go and occupy thyself with Torah. For the next verse, verse 3 of Proverbs chapter 6, it says, do this now, Bini, do this now, my son, and deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. Here, the word this clearly refers to Torah, of that it is said even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 4:44, in Deuteronomy 4, verse 44. And this is the Torah that Moses set before the Bnei Yisrael, that Moses set before the children, the sons of Yisrael. The verse that continues in Proverbs 6 and 3, go humble thyself. That is, get thee a master who will tread on thee as on earth and humble thyself at his feet. But it is Elohim whom thou must set as Melech, as Negus, even as Negus Neges, king over thee. as the verse concludes in Proverbs 6 and 3, and let thy friend be king, Rechav, over thee. Here, the word Rechav pertains to kingliness, as does Rahab in the verse in Psalm 87, verse 4. I will make mention of the kingdom Rahab and of Babylon. If thou settest Elohim as Melech, as king, as Negus, even Negus Neges, over thee, the eye, according to Proverbs 6 and 5, thou wilt deliver thyself as a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Another comment, the words in Proverbs 6 and 1, Bini, my son, if thou art become surety for thy neighbor, are addressed to children in Israel who become sureties for one another at the time of the giving of Torah. How so? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired to give HaTorah to Amo Yisrael, he said to them, give me sureties that you will live by HaTorah, that you will live by the Torah. And when Amo Yisrael said, behold, the patriarchs will be sureties for us, for I and I, Elohim replied, as ye, as y'all live, the patriarchs themselves are in debt to me, are in debt to I. Would that they were able to stand surety for their own persons. A parable, a mashal, is told of a man who needed to borrow money and was told, bring surety, and thou will receive as much money as thou desirest. The man went and brought another who himself was in debt, and he was told, thou hast brought one already in debt to me. Would that he were able to stand surety for his own person. Go now and bring someone not in debt to me, and then receive what money thou desirest. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Amo Yisrael, you bring me the patriarchs, the fathers, sureties against whom I already hold many pledges. Bring I sureties who are not in debt to me, who are not in debt to I. Whence do we know that Elohim, the true good, the true God, spoke thus, spoke like this? Because it is written in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 5 and 3, Yahweh, Jehovah made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, with I and I, who are all of us, all of I and I, here, alive, this day. When Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, ask, who are those not in debt to thee, to the eye? Elohim, the true good, the true God, answered, infants. Whereupon Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, brought sucklings at their mother's breast, and pregnant women and women with child whose wombs became transparent as glass, so that the embryos in the womb could see Elohim and speak with him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked the sucklings and the embryos, will you be sureties for your fathers, your patriarchs, so that if I give them HaTorah, the direction, the instruction, they will live by it, but that if they do not, you will be forfeited because of them? They replied, yes. When Elohim said to them, according to Exodus 20 and 2, Anoki Yahweh Eloheka, I be he who be, we be the I Elohim. They replied, Ken, yes. When Elohim said to them, according to Exodus 20 and 3, thou shalt have no other Elohim before me. They replied, Ken, yes. And so, as sureties for their fathers, for their patriarchs, at every utterance they replied, Ken, yes. When Elohim said, thou shalt, and replied, no. When Elohim said, thou shalt not, thereupon Elohim declared, out of your mouth, then, I give HaTorah, as is said, Mipi olelim v'yonikim yisadita oz. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength, according to today's daily psalm, Psalm 8 and 3. Strength, oz. Here means Torah. Of that, it is said in Psalm 29:11, Jehovah will give strength to Amo, his people. Accordingly, when fathers, patriarchs, and Yisrael, Elohim forfend, reject HaTorah, their children are forfeited on account of them. As it is said in Hosea 4:6, my people are cut off for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy Elohim, I also will forget thy children. What did Elohim mean in saying, I also will forget thy children? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, meant, I also, in a manner of speaking, will make myself forget that thy children bless me, bless I. Hence, here it is said, I also. A further comment on out of the mouth of babes, Olalim, and sucklings, Yonakim, hast thou ordained strength? Have thou ordained strength? Yisadita oz. Rabbi and Rav Jose the Galilean differed. Rabbi said, the word olalim means children old enough to play in the street, as is shown by the verse in Yirmiyahu in Jeremiah 9:20, to cut off the children, olal, from the streets. And also by the verse in Lamentation 4:4b-5a, the young children, olalim, ask bread, they are desolate in the streets. And the word yonakim means embryos in their mother's womb. Rav Jose the Galilean said, the word olim means embryos still in the womb. As in the verse from EO from Job 3:16, embryos, olalim, that never saw light. The word yonkim means infants, just out of the womb. As in the verse from Song of Songs 8:1, oh, that thou wert as my brother that sucked yonek, the breast of my mother. Rav and Rav Lewi commented further on the infants offering of themselves as sureties. Rav said, their mother's wombs became like transparent glass, and at once the embryos let go of their navel strings, and the sucklings let go of the nipples. Rav, Levi added, even greater than the first miracle was the one that followed. The mother's wombs became opaque again. The embryos rejoined themselves to the navel strings, and the sucklings went back to the nipples. After having opened their mouths in song, as is said, Mipi olalim awayonkim yisadita oz. Out of the mouths of embryos and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. The verse concludes, because of thine adversaries, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Lim'an zoreka lehashbito yeva ua mitanakeim. The term adversaries, implying two adversaries, and the phrase the enemy and the avenger imply two more adversaries in allusion to the four kingdoms. A different comment by the words, because of thine adversaries, lima'an zoreka, Elohim meant, on account of your adversaries, I have given you HaTorah. Torah, 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 Torah.
Evil, boy, everything takes time. wasting away their time. Look at the sun, how it shines right in the sky. All these things were created by the Father. Look at the grass, how it makes your lungs look pretty. Look at the flowers, how it makes your garden look pretty. Even when you're feeling weary, tired and low, singing away their time. Look at the sun, how it shines brightly in the sky. All these things were created by the Father. Look at the grass, how it made your lawns look pretty. Look at the flowers, how it make your garden look pretty. Even when you're feeling
behold thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars that thou, the eye, hast ordained. Ki ere shameka ma'ese etzibotecha yareacha wikokabi ma'ashera konanata. Hear. Today's psalm, Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8. Hear the Dalet, Hebraically the Dalet, the fourth verse. When I behold thy heavens, ki ereh shameka, the work of thy fingers, ma'iseh etzavoteka, the moon and the stars, yareach wekokabim, that thou the eye hast ordained, asher konanta. Rav Aibu taught, there are three kinds of men. The first kind says, quote, had I been created to do no more than behold the stars and the heavenly bodies, it would have been enough for me. It would have been enough for I. As is said, when I behold, ki ereh, when I behold the moon and the stars that thou hast ordained, yareach wekokabi asher konanta. The second kind of mind says, quote, all that thou, the eye, hast given to me, give it to me, in the olam haba, in the world to come. The third kind of mind, the slothful laborers, says, quote, Give I now, what is ours, and also what was our father's. As is said, the work of thy fingers, ma'iseh etzibotecha. And hear, midrash note right here, connected with the work of thy fingers, ma'iseh etzibotecha, the work of thy fingers. Hear, midrash note. The three groups are the perfectly righteous who find sufficient reward in merely beholding ha'elohim, the power's handiwork. The middling people who are willing to wait for their reward so that they may enjoy it in paradise, in the Gan, the garden, the Gan Ba'eden, the garden of delights. And the slothful laborers, quote, end quote, and the slothful laborers who demand here and now not only their own deserts, but those of their fathers, but those of their patriarchs. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught, in saying to mankind, according to Yeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah 23:24, do I not fill heaven and earth? Hallo, eta hashamayim wa eta haaretz ani malei num Yahuwah. Do I not fill heaven and earth? Hallo, eta hashamayim wa eta haaretz ani malei num Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he meant, know y'all that the upper worlds and the lower worlds were filled merely by the work of my fingers. Ma'isei etzavoteka. And here, Midrash note, refer to the Midrash on Psalm 19, the 6th section, 19.6. What is man? What is man? That thou, the I, art mindful of him. Ma enosh, ki tizikarenu? What is man? Ma enosh, that thou, the I, art mindful of him. Ki tizikarenu? Hear today's psalm, Psalm 8, Hebraically, the Hay verse, the 5th verse. Ra berakayu taught, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, was creating his universe, his Einiverse. He sought to show the angels, the excellence of the deeds of Ha-Tzadikim, of the righteous. But the angels said to Ha-Elohim, to Ha-Elohim, to the power, the true good, the true God, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou rememberest him? Ma enosh ki tizikrenu uben Adam ki tifakdenu? What is man? Ma enosh, that thou, the I, art mindful of him. Ki tizikrenu? And the son of man, uben Adam, that thou thinkest of him. Ki tifakdenu? In saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? In saying, Ma enosh ki tizikrenu, they were referring to Abraham, of whom it is said, even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 19, verse 29, God was mindful of Abraham. Vayuzkor Elohim et Abraham, that Elohim, Ha'elohim, the power, remembered Abraham. Vayizkor Elohim et Avraham. Elohim was mindful of Abraham. Vayizkor Elohim et Avraham. In saying, and the son of man, that thou rememberest him. Here in the Hay verse, he breaks the 5th verse of today's Psalm, Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8. He breaks the 5th verse, the B part, the 2nd part of the 5th verse. And the son of man, U ben Adam, that thou rememberest him, ki tifa kedenu, or that thou thinkest of him, ki tifa kedenu. They were referring to Yitzhak, Isaac, who was begotten by Ha-Elohim, Ha-Elohim, by the powers remembering Sarah. As is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 21, verse 1, and the Lord thought of Sarah, and Yahuwah Jehovah thought of Sarah. Yahuwah pakad et Sarah, and Jehovah remembered Sarah. Yahuwah pakad et Sarah, and Jehovah thought of Sarah. in saying that thou makest him less only than Elohim, than Hailahim, than the power, the true good, the true God. Hear, today's psalm, Psalm 8, Hebraically the 6th verse. Watachasrehu me'ata me'elohim. Yet thou, the eye, hast made him but little lower than Elohim. Watachasrehu me'at me'elohim. That thou, the eye, makest him less only than Elohim. They were referring to Yaakov, to Jacob, who commanded the flocks to bring forth streaked, speckled, and spotted young, as is said, quote, and thus, like this, the flocks conceived at the sight of the rods and brought forth streaked, speckled, and spotted. Hear, from Bereshith, here from Genesis, Bereshith, Genesis chapter 30, verse 39. Wayachemu hatzona ilaha maklot wa teladna hatzona ikudim nikudim uat eluim. And the flocks conceived at the sight of the rods, and the flocks brought forth streaked, speckled, and spotted. Wayachemu hatzona ilaha maklot wa teladna hatzona ikudim nikudim utaluim. Thereby proving that Yaakov, that Jacob, was less than Elohim, than the power, the true good, the true God, than Hailahim, only in that he had not the power to put breath, the breath of life, into them. In saying, and crownest him with glory and honor. Hear today's psalm, Psalm 8, Hebraically the wow verse, the vav verse. In saying, and crownest him with glory and honor. V'kavod v'hadar te'atrehu, and has crowned him with glory and honor. V'kavod v'hadar, glory and honor. V'kavod v'hadar te'atrehu, and has crowned him with glory and honor. V'kavod v'hadar te'atrehu. They were referring to Moshe, to Moses, to Musa, of whom it is said, quote, Moses knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams by reason of his speaking with him. Even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 34, verse 29. Moses knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams by reason of his speaking with him. Moshe lo yada'a. That Moshe knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams while he talked with him. Moshe lo yada'a ki ek aran or panayo bedabro ito. In saying, and makest him to have dominion over the walk, over the work of thy hands. Hear today's psalm. Mizmorchet, the 8th psalm, hear, he breaks with the 7th verse, the Zion verse, and makest him to have dominion over the walk, over the work of thy hands. Tam shileu b'ma'iseya yadecha, thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Tam shileu b'ma'iseya yadecha. They were referring to Yehoshua, to Joshua, Yahshua, who caused the luminaries to stand still by saying, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ayalon, in Yehoshua, in Joshua 10 and 12. Vayomer le'ayna Yisrael, Shemesh be'giv'ona dom, ve'yareach be'aymeka Ayalon. Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon. Shemesha b'Gibeon dom. Moon, and thou moon in the valley of Ayalon. Moon, and thou moon with Yariach b'Aymeka Ayalon. Shemesha b'Gibeon dom. ויריח בעמק איילון. As it is written that, quote, the sun stood still and the moon stayed. ויידום השמש ויריח עמד. And the sun stood still and the moon stayed. ויידום השמש ויריח עמד. Here, Yehoshua, Joshua, chapter 10, verse 13. The sun stood still. Vayidom Hashemesh. The sun stood still, and the moon stayed. Ve'yareyach Amad. And the moon stood. The moon stood. Vayidom, Vayidom. The sun was silent. The sun was dumb. The sun stopped. The sun ceased. Vayidom. Vayidom Hashemesh. Ve'yareyach Yareyach and the moon, Yareyach Amad, and the moon stayed, and the moon stood. In saying, thou, the I, puttest all things, all things, thou puttest all things under his feet. Hear. Today's Psalm 8, here, Hebraically the 7th verse, thou, the I, puttest all things under his feet. Kol shata tachata raglav. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Kol shata tachat raglayo. Kol shata tachat raglayo. They were referring to David. All of whose enemies fell before him. So that he said, even in 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 43, then did I beat them small as the dust of the earth. Ve'eshakema ka'afar areta ketita chutzota edikema erka'e. Full of verse here, 2 Samuel 22, verse 43. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street and did spread them abroad. Ve'eshakema ka'afar areta. Then did I beat them small as the dust of the earth. In saying sheep and oxen, all of them. In saying sheep and oxen, all of them. Hear today's Psalm 8, Hebraically the 8th verse right here. Hear Mizmor Chet. The Chet, the 8th verse, Psalm 8, verse 8, in saying sheep and oxen, all of them. Sone va'elafim, kulam, sheep and oxen. Sone va'elafim, all of them, kulam. Sone va'elafim, kulam. They were referring to Shlomo, to Solomon, of whom it is said, even in 1 Kings, chapter 5, the 13th verse that reads, quote, he spoke also with beast, with fowl, and with creeping things. He spoke also with beast, with fowl, and with creeping things. And here, this particular verse here, 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 33. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 33. Why daber alaha etzim amina ha erez asher bal lebanon we adaha ezob asher yotzeya bakir why daber alaha behema we alaha of we alaha remesa we alaha dagi. Here, full of verse, here, 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 33. And he spake of trees, from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even to the hyssop that springeth out of the wall. He spake also of beasts and of fowl and of creeping things, creeping things, and of fishes. Here, he breaks the full of verse. Why daver alaha etzim amina ha reza asher balbanon we ada ha ezob asher yotzeya bakir why daver alaha behema we alaha of we alaha remes we alaha dagim. Here, the quote, he spoke also with beasts, with defile and with creeping things. Why davir Allah behema we Allah off we Allah remes we Allah dagim. In saying yea, and the beasts and the beasts of the field. Hear today's Psalm 8, the 8th verse. Vegam bahemot sadai, yea, and the beasts of the field, vegam, and also vegam bahemot sadai, and also the beasts of the field, vegam bahemot sadai. They were alluding to Samson. According to Rav Hanina bar Papa, Elohim Hailahim, the power, let the angels see Samson as he was capturing the 300 foxes. Here, Midrash note referred to Hashoftim, to Judges, Judges chapter 15, verse 4. According to Rav Shimon, Rav Simon, Hailahim, Ha'elohim, the power, let made the angel see Daniel go down into a pit of lions, ride upon their necks, and suffer no injury. According to Rav Shimon, Rav Simon, Hailahim, Ha'elohim, the true God, the power, made the angel see Daniel go down into a pit of lions, ride up on upon their necks, and suffer no injury. In saying the fowl of the air, hear today Psalm Mizmor Chet, hear the 8th verse, the 9th verse. Sipor Shamayim, the fowl of the air. Sipor Shamayim, the fowl of heaven. Sipor Shamayim. They were alluding to Eliyahu, alias Elijah, who flies about the world like a bird. Of Eliyahu, Eliyah, alias of Elijah, it is also said, according to 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 6, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning. V'ha'orvima mevi'ima la'uwa lachema uwa vasara baboker v'lachema uwa vasara ba'arev. Uamina hanachala yishteh. Here, full of verse, 1 Kings, chapter 17, verse 6. And the ravens, Arabs, brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook, and he drank of the brook. We ha orbima me beima lawu lachema ua basara baboker. We lachema ua basara bareb. U mina ha nachala yishte. And here, I and I midrash note, when it says we ha orbi, some say by a change of the nikudot pointing, ha orbi, ravens can read Arabs. The word for ravens can read Arabs. We ha orbi, we ha arbi, we ha orbi, and the ravens can also be read as Arabs. But here, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning. We ha orbi ma mebiim lau lechem uwa basar baboker. In saying, and the fish of the sea. In saying, and the fish of the sea. Here, the 8th verse. U'digay hayam, and the fish of the sea, u'digay hayam. Here, they were alluding to Jonah, to Jonas, of whom it is said, according to Jonah, chapter 2, verse 1, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish. Vayitapalel Yonah Eliyahua Elo Hayua. Mima'ei ha-daga. Here, the fuller verse. Then Jonah prayed to Jehovah Elohayu, his Elohim, his power, out of the fish's belly. Wayita palela Yonah illa Yahuwah Elohayu mima'ei ha-daga. In saying whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea, here also the 8th verse, in saying whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. over archota yamim. Whatsoever passeth, over, passeth through the path, archot of the seas, yamim. Over archot, over archota yamim. Whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea, over archota yamim. They were referring to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the Israelites, to the children of Israel, of whom it is said even in Shemot, in Exodus chapter 15, verse 9, quote, but the children of Israel walked on dry land in the midst of the sea. Uvnei Yisrael halku vayabasha betok hayam. But the children of Yisrael, the Bnei, the sons of Israel, walked on dry land in the midst of the sea. O Bnei Yisrael, halku bayabasha betok hayam. Finally, in saying, O Lord, our Lord, how glorious is thy name in all the earth. Hear, hear, hear the Yod, Hebraically the Yod verse, the 10th verse of today's Psalm, Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8. Hear, hear, hear the 10th verse. Finally, in saying, Yahuwah Adonenu, Mahadira Shimka Bekol Haaret, Jehovah, I and I Adon, I and I sovereign, he who be, we be, I and I sovereign, Yahuwah Adonenu, Mahadira Shimka, how glorious is thy name. Mahadir, Mahadir Shimka, in all the earth, Bekol Haaret. Yahuwah Adonenu, Mahadir Shimka, Bekol Haaret. The angels, the angels meant, do what pleases thee. Desendale. Do what pleases thee, I. Thy glory is to sojourn with thy people and with thy children. And here, here, Midrash note, compare with the Bereshit Rabbah, the Genesis Rabbah 8 and 6, quote, the angels, Melakim, they said to him, do what pleaseth thee, I. Desendale. Do what pleaseth thee, do what pleaseth thee, I, in saying, Yahuwah Adonenu, Mahadir Shimka, Bekol Haaretz, 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 Haaretz,
Haaretz, Haaretz, and everything fear, and everything fear. To move on from the body, no part I to take my life. I want to go out here, them want to go out here. Helicopter in the air, helicopter in the air. Bright light that shine a girl, bright light that shine a girl. Them say nobody move, nobody run. From the river to the bank, clock down. Them and one for me time, cause I was on the run, on the run. I had a
fun, they must be free to stop the gun. The youth, them blood a run, down there in all the sun. Them make a back a promise and now fulfill none. Mama cry out, you think that respond too much in a sense you die out. Look who much tell them sell and know where them now buy out. The revolution should have started, them rich enough can fly out. The last behind, the over guide me. She will be a guide me, be my guidance. No, oh, they could never stop me. I'm on the rock, I'm on the rock.
Love the tune by Mavado, On the Rock, beginning off with Selassie. He says, Baby G, he says, yeah. He says, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, my name is so excellent throughout this earth. Selassie, Jehovah, guide me, be my guidance, greater salvation for me. Jehovah, guide me, be my guidance. No, they can never stop me. I'm on the rock, I'm on the rock, higher than I and I, higher than I and I. Jehovah, Yahuwah, Jehovah, guide me. I'm on the rock, I'm on the rock. Go tell my enemies, I'm on the rock. Selassie guides me, and I made them can't stop. I would never look back. That opening, the opening verses right there, Mavado, On the Rock. Selassie, Baby G, yay, yay, I. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. This here calls to I and I, heart and mind, when I and I hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Mizmor Chet, the eighth psalm. Psalm V-I-I-I. It's the paradox. It's themed the paradox of man by Maringan, the Mekhtav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. We have the theme Yefet Ari Gurma. Gurma, Gurma, Majesty, Gurmawi, Gurmawi, Gurmawi Hoy, oh, Majesty, Gurmawi, John Hoy, Gurmawi, Nugus Neges, His Imperial Majesty. We have Gurma, Gurma, Majesty, Gurma, Yefetari, Fetari. Fetari is creator. Tefari is to be reverent, reverenced, respected, Rastafari. The head to be reverenced, the head to be respected, also in the sense of self-respect, in the subjective sense, self-respect. Here we have Fetari. Fetari. Fetari is creator, and Teferi, Teferi is to be he who is to be reverenced, respected. So we have Yefetari Gurma, the majesty of the creator, even the blameless Irator, because man was not emanated from a deity. Man was created in his image and after his likeness, and male and female, he created them. man was not emanated from a deity, but the true deity or divinity emanates from the true man. Ye fitari garma befitretu lie upon his creation. Fitret, fitretu. Today's daily song, Lamnatseya Al Hagitit Mizmor Le Dawi, for the chief musician, for the musical leader, musical director, upon the Gitit. Al HaGitit, a song for the harvest time, for trotting the wine press. This is linked with the trotting of the wine press. Al HaGitit, we have Bewashint, Bamarinya, signifying upon the flutes and the connection with the harvest, the wine season, even this season, as we count the Omer in this particular season to the harvest season, the seventh Sabbath, the seventh Shabbat complete. Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Adonain, Yahweh, Adonainu. Oh, he who be, who he be, yod hey, we hey, Adonainu, Adonainu, I, Adon. I and I, sovereign, I and I, Lord Mahadir, how glorious, Mahadir, how excellent, Mahadir, Shemeka, Shemeka is the eyes, Shem is the Hashem, is the eyes name, the eyes male name, Shemeka, Shemeka, Bekol Haaret, Ashatina, Hodeka, Al Hashemayim. Whose majesty is rehearsed, is set, whose majesty is rehearsed, is set above the Shemaim, Al HaShemaim, above the heavens. How excellent, how glorious, how excellent is the I name, his I and I name, even I and I, new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari, Yahuwah, Adonain, Yahweh, Adonain, Mahadir, Shemeka, Bekol Haaretz, Ashetina, Hodeka, Al HaShemayim. Today's daily psalm. In this hymn, to the sovereign creator, to the blameless creator, the blameless irator, the psalmist and I praises, give eyes to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God's majesty, and marvels and the wonders, and we marvel that Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, has given to the human being, given to man dominion, dominion over the created order, the created order. Mahadir, 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 how excellent, how adir, how wide, how large, how powerful, how wide, how large, how powerful, how excellent, how famous, how gallant, how glorious, how goodly, how lordly, how mighty, how noble, how principal, how worthy. Adar, we have Adar. Adar in the Hebrew means to expand, to be great, to be magnificent, glorious, honorable. Mah, mah, what adir, what excellence, what glory, what majesty, what praises. The precise meaning, some would say, of some of the terms here, the Gittit, linking with the Gat and the wine press, might seem a little cryptic, but in the connection of the season, even the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews in the season directly is connected with the harvest, the wine, right? Trotting the wine press, right? The wine vats, Al HaGitit, right? The plural form of the title, it emphasizes Yod-Heh Wah-Heh's absolute sovereignty also the Hebrew Trinity, the true Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. How awesome, Mahadir, how majestic, Shemeka, the Hashem, the Shem, Shem, the name, which here stands, some say, metonymically for HaElohim, the true goods, his rep, his reputation, which give your majesty, you give your majesty on the heavens. Asher, Asher, Yahuwah, he who be, we be, Adonainu, Ainai, Adon, Mahadir, how excellent Shemeka is the eyes name, the eyes male name, Bekol Haaretz, in all the earthly plane. Asher, the one who Tina, Tina gives, sets, Hodeka, Hodeka, your majesty, your Hod, Hodeka, Al HaShemayim, who gives, he who be, who he be the one who Asher Tina Hodeka, who gives his male majesty, Tina, Tina. See, the form, some amend this here to Natata, Natata, to give, or Titain, Titain, the imperfect form, Titain. See, the introductory, Asher, Ehya, Asher, Ehya, I am that I am, I be who I be. Asher, Asher in the Hebrew means which or who. So it can be taken as a relative pronoun, you who, you are the one who, or a casual conjunction in the sense of the Hebrew, because of what you have done, of what he who be who he be. One may literally translate you who, or because you place your majesty, Asher Tina Hodeka Al HaShemayim, because you place Hodeka, the eyes majesty, Al HaShemayim, above the Shemayim, the heavens, placing majesty upon, in Numbers 27 and 20, that sense of placing majesty upon, in First Chronicles 29 and 25, placing majesty upon. Here we have the first verse, especially in the translation, that first verse leading to the second verse. Mipi, mipi, olelim, mipi, olelim, out of the mouth of olelim, out of the mouth of babes, mipi, olelim, mife, mife, olelim, mifi, mipi, from the af, the fe, up, be, be, according to the pointing. Here we have the pointing of mipi, olelim, out of the mouth of babes, with yonakim, with the yonkim, and suckling, and suckling, yisadita, yisadita oz, yisadita oz, yisadita oz. Hast thou founded, like a foundation, a groundation, hast thou ordained, yasad, the root Hebrew term is yasad, to set, set literally, or set figuratively, to be founded, to also to sit down together, to settle, to consult, to appoint, to take counsel, to establish, to lay the foundation, lay for a foundation, a groundation, also in the sense of instruction, to ordain, to set. Mipi olelim, out of the mouth of babes, little infants, with your nikim, and suckling children, yisadita, yisadita, the eye has set, yisadita oz, 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 you have set strength, oz, oz, lima'an, because of lima'an, sorereka, sorereka, because of thine adversaries, has found strength, because of thy adversaries, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Lihashbit oyev. Lihashbit oyev. Umita nakem. You establish strength because of your foes. The meaning of the statement, some say it's unclear to them, but it's clear to us. See, the present translation, following the reading of the LXX and the Metzhav Kedus, it has praise. Ainos in place of Oz, as Miskana in place of Oz. Praise, eyes is thanksgiving in place of strength. So it's that thanksgiving, thanks and praises out of the mouth of the infants, the babes, and the suckling children. He must be born again, that he has founded strength. Yisadita Oz. Found his strength to cause, to cease an enemy and an avenger. See, the singular forms are often in the collective sense, the Nakaim, the avenger. Here, the connection with Psalm 44 and 16. We have Psalm 44 and 16. Now, this is the bait. This right here is the bait verse, the second verse in the English, but bringing us here to the third verse Hebraically. When I see your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which the eye has established, and seen. Another comment on, for him who triumphs at treading the winepress, at treading the gittit, hear, the superscription, the title, Hebraically the Aleph, the first verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Chet, Lam Natzeach al Hagittit, for him who triumphs, La Menatzeach, for the overcomer, for the one who wins, for him who triumphs, La Menatzeach al Hagittit, usually translated as for the leader, for the chief musician, the musical leader, the musical director, upon Gittit, wine press, La Menatzeach al Hagittit, for him who triumphs at treading the wine press. The verse refers to the punishment of Gog and Magog and of the four kingdoms upon whom
Ha-Elohim, Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, the power, will trod as in a wine press. As is said even in Isaiah chapter 63, verse 2. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine press?
In the wine press?
In the wine press? Madua adoma lilavushecha uvagadecha bidorek begat. Hear. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth, like him that trodeth in the wine fat, in the vine press, the wine vat. Hear. Madua adoma lilavusheka uba gadeka be dorek begat. Madua adom lilavusheka uba gadeka ke dorek begat. Yeshayahu hanavi, the prophet, Sias Isaiah, he said, even in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 16, the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment. Vayigbaha Yahuwah Sebaot Bamishpata V'ha'el Ha'kadosha Nikdasha B'tzedaka. Hear. Full of verse. Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 16. But Jehovah of armies, Yahuwah Tzibaot, shall be exalted in judgment, and Ha'el, and the Almighty, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, that is holy, Kadosh, shall be sanctified in righteousness. Wa'yigbaha Yahuwah Tzibaot v'mishpat, with Ha'el Hakadosha Nikadasha Biyatzadaka. When will Hakadosh Baruku, when will the Holy One, the sanctified, set apart one, blessed be he, be exalted? When he executes judgment upon Hagoyim, upon the nations, the heathen, the Gentiles, the international community, for what is said in the preceding. In the preceding chapter, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 11, the lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone, all one, shall be exalted. Aine gavhuta dama shafel v'shacharum anashi v'nisgav Yahuwah levado. Bayom Hahu. Hear. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 11. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and Yahuwah and Jehovah alone shall be exalted in that day. Aineya Gabuhut Adama Shafel with Shacharum Anashi with Nisgav Yahuwah Levado Bayom Hahu. At such a time, at such an Iowa, Yahuwah, Jehovah Tzibaot, Jehovah, he who be, we be of armies, shall be exalted in judgment. Wa'yigbaha Yahuwah Tzibaot ba'mishpat, and Jehovah of hosts shall be exalted in judgment. Wa'yigbaha Yahuwah Tzibaot ba'mishpat. Similarly, Ha'el, the power, the Almighty Ha'el said, and it shall come to pass in that day, when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, and I will cause to rain upon his bands, and upon the many peoples that are with him, an overflowing shower, and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Thus, like this, will I magnify myself, and they shall know that I am Yahuwah Jehovah. Hear, Yechezkel. Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18 and verses 21 to 23. And here, Yechezkel, here, Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 38, here, verse 18. V'haya, ביום ההוא, ביום בו גוג על אדמת ישראל, נו, אדוני יהוה, תעלה חמתי באפי. Here, full of verse, Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18. But it shall come to pass at the same time, when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith Adonai Yahweh, that my fury shall come up in my face. Wehaya bayom ahahu, ביום בו גוג על אדמת ישראל, נו, אדוני יהוה, תעלה חמתי באפי. My wrath, my fury, אדוני יהוה, אדוני, the sovereign, he who be, who he be, אדוני יהוה, will go ham upon them. Adonai Yahweh ta'ile chamati be'api, that my wrath shall come up into my nostrils. Ta'ile chamati be'api. Verse 21, full of foe. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith Adonai Yahweh. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. Vikarati alav likola harai chereva num Adonai Yahweh chereva isha be achiv tihyeh. I will call for a sword against him to all my mountains, saith the sovereign, he who be, who he be, Adonai Yahweh. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. Wikarati alayo likola harai chereb nuum Adonai Yahweh chereb ish be'achiyo tihyeh. Verse 22. And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain up on him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Ve'nishapatati ito be'dever uvadam v'geshem shotefa v'avneya elagavisha Eish ve gafarita amtir alayev ve Allah e gapayev ve Allah amim rabim asherito. With pestilence and with blood will I enter into judgment with him, and I will rain on him and on his hordes and on the many peoples who are with him, an overflowing shower and great hailstones. Fire and sulfur, fire and brimstone. Wenishapatiti aito bedever ubadam, we geshema shoteifa, we abneya elagavisha, eish, we gafrita amatira, alayoa, we Allah e gapayo, we Allah amima rabima sharito. Verse 23, thus like this will I magnify myself, and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I be he who be, who he be, Jehovah. Ve'ahita gadilitia, ve'ahita kadishati, ve'no da'itia, le'aynaya goyima rabima, ve'yadu ki'ani Yahuwah. I will magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will make myself known in the eyes of many nations, of many Gentiles, heathen, the international community, and they shall know that I be he who be, who he be, Yahuwah, and they will know that I be Jah. Wehita gadilati, wehita kadishati, we nodaiti le ainaya goyima rabim, we yadu kiani Yahuwah. Similarly, Yoel, Yoel, Joel, the son of Petuel. He says, even in Yoel, Yoel, Joel chapter 4, verse 9, verses 11 to 12, proclaim y'all this among the nations, among the Goyim, the Gentiles, the heathen, the international community. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye nations, and gather yourselves together, together round about. Make the nations be wakened and come up into the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the nations round about. And here in the KJV King James Version, Joel chapter 3, this is found at Joel chapter 3, verse 9, that reads, full of verse, proclaim ye y'all this among the Gentiles, the heathen, the goyim, the international community. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them, make them come up. Kero zot abagoyim, kadeshua milchama. Ha'iru ha'gibore, yigashu ya'ilu kol anshe ha'milchama. Proclaim this among the nations, the Gentiles, the international community. Kiru zot bagoyim. Prepare for war. Stir up the mighty men. Make all the warriors draw near. Make them come up. Kiru zot bagoyim. Kadeshu amilcham ha'iru ha'gibori yigashu ya'ilu kol anshe ha'milcham. And here, Yoel, Joel, chapter 3, verse 11, KJV, full of verse, assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together to gather round about. Thither, there, cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Jehovah. Oshua vavo kol ha-goyim mi-asaviva ve-nika-batso sham ha-nechata Yahuwah gibureka. Hurry and come. Oshua vavo, all you surrounding nations, Gentiles, kol ha-goyim, and gather yourselves together, Miasabib. Cause your mighty ones to come down, Tizazaya, O Jehovah. We nikabatsu shama ha nechat Yahuwah giboreka. Verse 12, KJV, full of verse. Let make the heathen, the goyim, the Gentiles, the international community be wakened and come up into the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the heathen, the Gentiles, the goyim, the international community, the nations round about. Ye oru ve ya elu hagoyim el emeka Yehoshaphat ki sham eshev lishpot et kol hagoyim miyas aviv. Make the nations arouse themselves. Ye oru we ya'elu ha'goyim, and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and aliyah to the valley of Jehoshaphat. We ya'elu ha'goyim el emeka Yehoshaphat, for they ki sham, for they ki sham, will I sit esheb, to judge lishpot, all the surrounding nations. Et kol ha-goyim mi yasaviv. Ye oroa wea ya illua ha-goyim el emeka Yehoshaphat. Ki sham esheb lishpot. Et kol ha-goyim mi yasaviv. But there's no valley named Yehoshaphat. There's no valley named Jehoshaphat. What then is meant by the valley of Jehoshaphat? What then is meant by Emek Yehoshaphat? What is meant by Emek Yehoshaphat? The valley of Jehoshaphat. It is the valley in which Yahweh, the Lord, he who be, Shaphat will make decisions. Shaphat, Yehoshaphat, Yehoshaphat, concerning all, call Hagoyi, all the nations, all the Gentiles, international community. So it is described in the verse, even the verse from Eul, Joel, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of Jehovah is near in the valley of decision. Himonim, Himonim, Be'aymeka, He'charutza, Ki Karov, Yom Yahuwah, Be'aymeka, He'charut. Hear, hear, hear. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. Himonim, Himonim, Be'aymeka, He'charut. For the day of Jehovah is near. Ki Karov, Yom Yahuwah. In the valley of decision, be'aymeka he'charut. Himonim, himonim, be'aymeka he'charut. Ki karov yom Yahuwah, be'aymeka he'charut. Here in the KJV, Joel chapter 3, verse 14. The himonim, the multitudes are not the multitudes of the living, but the multitudes of the dead. As is intimated in the verse, even the verse from Yeremiyahu, from Jeremiah chapter 25, verses 32 to 33a. Behold, a great storm shall be raised up from the uttermost parts of the earth, the earthly plain, and the slain of Yahuwah of Jehovah shall be at that day from one end of the earth, of the earthly plain, even to the other end of the earth, the earthly plain. Thus, like this, after saying, there will I sit to judge all the nations round about. Hear, 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 Eul, Joel, Joel chapter 3, verse 12. For there, ki sham, eshev, lishpot, et kol hagoyim, misabib. For there will I sit to judge, ki sham, eshev, lishpot, all the nations round about, et kol ha-goyim mi-sabib. Ha-el, ha-el, true good, true God, the power of the Almighty. Ha-el, ha-el, declared even in Eul in Job, Job chapter, Hebraically chapter 4, verse 13, but here in the KJV, Joel chapter 3, verse 13. Put y'all in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Put in the sickle, because the harvest is ripe. Shilchu magal ki vashal katsir bo'u ridu ki mala'a gata heya shiku haya yikabi ki raba ra'atam. Full of verse. Put y'all in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full. The fats overflow. For their wickedness, their ratchetness is great. Shilchu magal kia bashala atir bo ridu kia mala gata heya shiku haya yikavi ki raba ra'atam. After that, he says, so shall ye all know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy, my Isla mountain. Hear, hear, hear. Joel chapter 3, verse 17. Hear, hear, hear. We are da item aki ani Yehovah Elohekem shokein abit Zion ahar kadishia we haita Yerushalayim kodesh we zarim lo ya'avru lo ya'avru baha Oda. Here, 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 full of verse. So shall y'all know that I be he who be, we be your power, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, be set apart, and there shall no stranger pass through her any more. We da etem aki ani Yahuwah Elohekem shokeina b'tzion har kadishi we haita Yerushalayim kodesha we zarim lo ya'avru baha oda. And when will he be known as the Lord God? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be he, is seen in the wine press, in the gut. And when shall he be known as Yahuwah? Eloheinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seen in the gat, in the wine press, when Ha'el Ha'el says, come, treji, trejol, for the wine press is full. Come ye, come y'all. Bo, ki, bo, ridu, come ye, come y'all. Come, tread y'all, for the wine press is full. Bo, ridu, ki, mala'a, gat. Bo, come y'all, ridu, tread, trod. Ki, for mala'a, full, gat. The wine press, bo, ridu, ki, mala'a, gat. Hear, 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 Yoel, Ewell, KJV, King James Version, Joel chapter 3, verse 13. In the Hebrew, Joel chapter 4, verse 13. He's his triumph. His triumph will be acknowledged, as is said even in the opening, the superscription of today, Psalm Mizmorchet, Psalm 8, La Menatzeyach al Hagitit, for him who triumphs, La Menatzeyach, for the overcomer, La Menatzeyach, for the Menatzeyach, for him who triumphs at treading the winepress, al Hagitit, at treading the Gitit. The term getit, getit, it occurs four times in scripts, in the scriptures, and stands for four periods of the galut, the galut, the exile. Firstly, in Psalm 84, verse 1, Lamnatzeyach, for him who triumphs, up on, upon Al-Hagetit, the getit, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Second, for him who triumphs, Lamnatzeyach, up on Al-Hagetit, a psalm of Asaph, Psalm 81. And thirdly, the Gat in the book of Eul, the book of Joel, where it reads, come, treji, trejol, bo'u, ridu, for the wine press, the Gat is full. Ki, mala'a, Gat. And fourthly, Psalm 8, hear, hear, hear. La Menatzeyach al Hagitit, for him who triumphs, for the overcomer, for the Menatzeyach, all upon, up on, al Hagitit, upon the Gitit, Mizmor LeDavid, a psalm, a chant, Isis of David, Isis of the well-beloved. La Menatzeyach al Hagitit. Mizmor le David,
le David, le David, le David, le David, le David, le David, le David, le David, le David, le David, le David.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
The whole place is due for help, 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 help.
Thank you.
ضحك لما تصيح على هالجديد מזמור לדוד. אדוני אדוננו, מה אדיר שמך בכל הארץ, אשר תנה הודך על השמיים. מפי עוללים ויונקים יסת עוז למען צורריך, להשבית אויב ומתנקם. כי הראה שמך מעשה אצבעותיך, ירח וכוכבים אשר כוננת. מה אנוש כי תזכרנו, ובן אדם כי תפקדנו. ותחסרהו מעט מאלוהים, וכבוד והדר תעצרהו. תמשילהו במעשה ידיך, כל שעת תחת רגליו. צונה ואלפים כולם, וגם בהמות שדי. ציפור שמיים ודגי הים עובר אורחות ימים. אדוני אדוננו, מה אדיר שמך בכל הארץ.
Psalm 8. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest fill the enemy of the enemy. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth.
No. of God, me make them get the reward.
Father,
glory God again.
Me,
it's me again. It's me again.
Father,
yeah, yeah. Father God, I make them fight me so hard. A lucky thing, say me no coward. A lucky thing, me put me trust in the Lord. Them want me for dead in the mud like that. Now make the warrior walk at them gate.